The state budget impasse is now in its fifth month. Social service agencies are worrying about shutting down. School districts are borrowing huge sums of money. One group that is feeling the uncertainty is in-state college students. State financial aid grants can't be distributed until Harrisburg reaches a resolution. Keystone Crossroads' Eleanor Klibanoff has more.
A few weeks ago, Penn State sent an email to 15,000 students, including Sarah Kagaris, a sophomore.
I actually got an email from the bursar saying, like, hey, there's an outstanding charge on your bursar's account. You need to pay this.
Kagaris' account said she owed $1,700, and she wouldn't be able to get her grades or register for classes until it was paid. Kagaris did what most 20-year-olds would do when confronted with a bill for nearly $2,000.
I freaked out.
The Office of Financial Aid at Penn State has been dealing with these freakouts all semester. When you call their office before you even speak to a representative, there's a recording that cuts to the chase.
Please note, if you are calling about the disbursement of your Pennsylvania State grant, the grant will not be disbursed until the Pennsylvania State budget has been passed.
Each year, a portion of the state budget goes towards need-based financial aid for Pennsylvania college students. This year, the Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency was expecting to give over 153,000 students a total of $420 million in grants. But that money isn't there, according to Keith New of FIA.
We can't disperse any funds until we receive the funds from the General Assembly. So the schools have an idea of what they can expect when the funds arrive, but each school has to decide how they're going to handle that based on their own resources.
Penn State students across all Commonwealth campuses were expecting $26 million in Pennsylvania state grants. Almost 15,000 students got emails telling them that they owed money to the school. Anna Griswold, executive director of student aid, says those emails went out automatically, but students are not expected to front the money.
Because it's taken so long, we're proceeding to just put temporary money in place for students. So that their accounts do not show that they have this outstanding balance pending their grant.
The Office of Financial Aid has scrambled to cancel automation, reprogram their system to accept these temporary funds, and prepare for a system reversal once the funds do arrive. Griswold says Penn State, like many schools in Pennsylvania, has found the funds to cover the deficit. Temporarily.
The university will be short somewhere. It's just a tough choice. What else can we delay or postpone in order to make this support available to students and with high hopes that it's on a temporary basis?
The nature of Pennsylvania state grants makes the delay more complicated. The grant goes towards tuition, unless a student has their tuition fully covered. Then they can use the grant for other educational expenses, off-campus housing or books, for example. The maximum Pennsylvania state grant amount is about $4,300 per student. That's a small percentage of the cost of a college education. But FIA's Keith New says for many students, the holdup is no small matter.
I mean, these state grant awards are critically important because these dollars go to the students who need them the most.
Like Sarah Kagaris, her parents might have been able to swing the $1,700 if necessary, but she's a triplet. All three of them are in-state students getting these state grants. Kagaris says this experience has made her wary. She and her roommate plan to use their Pennsylvania state grants to pay for an off-campus apartment next year.
Okay, so we have a little less than a year to save enough money to make sure we can at least pay like maybe 2 months' rent without a refund in case like there's another budget impasse again.
So, lawmakers in Harrisburg, rest easy. If nothing else comes out of this budget impasse, at least you've taught a Penn State sophomore the value of an emergency fund. Eleanor Klibanoff, Keystone Crossroads.